This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis has signed a police reform bill that takes broad steps to try to bring more accountability to police departments and officers. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Under the law, officers must employ new standards on how they use lethal and non-lethal force. It requires more reporting and transparency around when officers use force, as well as the perceived race of the suspects they stop. Democratic State Senator Rhonda Fields says lawmakers heard the calls from the protesters in the last month.
So together, I just want the people of Colorado to know that we heard your cry. And because of your cry, we've made a huge difference as it relates to enhancing transparency, integrity, and accountability in law enforcement.
Most aspects of the new law take effect immediately. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Elementary school students in Jefferson County will be able to attend in-person class 5 days a week this fall. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports the school district released an updated plan.
Families can opt for either in-person full-time learning or all remote. Initially, Jeffco planned for a mix. At a recent board meeting, a stream of parents said their children are suffering while away from the classroom. Brittany Dunn is a mother of four. She says many parents are willing to sign liability waivers if it helps reopen schools.
Sitting our kids in front of screens hours a day is not an appropriate education for the majority of students.
Cherry Creek School District, southeast of Denver, has a similar plan. Both districts will finalize plans for middle and high school students later this summer. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, three black police officers of different generations take part in a roundtable discussion about what changes they envision for law enforcement. That's next. In 10 minutes, the idea of a vaccination is almost 2,000 years old. The story of the first vaccine involved a nose pipe, milkmaids, death row inmates, and a beautiful woman out for revenge. At least that's what the copy says. That's coming up on All Things Considered in 10 minutes. And in 15 minutes, the publisher of the Oklahoma Eagle talks about the legacy of the Tulsa Race Massacre. You're listening to CPR News.